right. Fritzburg and bloodandfaith.com. It's the 2nd of August, 2023. And annual vacation is coming up, so I'm excited about that. The war in Europe continues. It seems like in the United States there are people who want this war to explode into a global war, a world war, a nuclear war with the Russians. These aren't people we've elected. That includes Joe Biden. He got into office illegally, in my opinion. I have a right to that opinion. There's plenty of people out there that will prove that, but that is certainly my opinion on that. He's an illegitimate ruler. I don't understand for the life of me why people would want a nuclear war with Russia, except if it's to cover up crimes. Cover up crimes like the stolen election of 2020. Cover up crimes like the massive bribery and treason of the Biden family. Cover up crimes including those of the leaders of other government agencies, as well as the institutional activities of the agencies themselves. Unless it's to consolidate power, without question, without resistance, and to crush all opposition. When you have a global war, when you have a world war, you can do things that could not be justified in any other time. We saw that in the United States in the Civil War. Saw that in the Second World War. We saw that in many wars. Nothing matters. The survival of the regime is all that matters. Why would people want to go with war with Russia? Well, I don't know. How about trillions of dollars worth of wealth, trillions of dollars worth of money into Ukraine and Russia? Oil, gas, natural resources, mining, wheat. I mean, why not that? So I think that's where we're headed. I think that's where we're going. And it's sad. I don't appreciate that. I don't like that. I think the only way out of the mess that we are in is to reimagine who we are as a people. And I don't mean we as Americans. I don't know what an American is anymore. What is an American? What's an American? Is Jesse Jackson an American? Is Hakeem Jeffries an American? Is AOC an American? Is Ilhan Omar an American? Are the 75 congressmen that demanded that I be terminated from my job, from my religious views, are they American? Or maybe they're American and I'm not. Maybe I'm not an American. I think Biden's made it clear that I'm not an American. I should be outside of the protection of the Constitution of the United States. I think those 75 Congress critters, Republicans and Democrats, both, do not consider me an American and don't believe that I have the rights of an American as recognized under the United States Constitution. So tell me what an American is. I don't know what an American is. What's the name of that gal that was mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot? What do I have in common with a black Somalian lesbian? What does it mean to we are all Americans, except unless you're Fritzburg and you're white and you believe in Jesus Christ and the Holy Scriptures and what he said about the synagogue of Satan and the devil's children? So I think at this point we have to cast off the idea that we are all Americans. I don't know what an American is. Joe Biden does not consider me an American, or tens of millions of other people that not even that they have ideas like I do, but that we supported the ex-president, we voted for the ex-president of the United States. So now the current president says we're not Americans. So what is an American? I think we have to think through that. And I guess what I'm doing is I'm launching myself on a path of thought to reimagine what it is to be not even an American. It's like, what is it? Who am I? Who is Fritz Berggren? Who are you? What is our identity? And can we build a nation around that identity? We have to have an identity. We have to have something that holds us together more than we're bipedal mammals, because clearly we're not the same. Clearly Joe Biden doesn't think we're the same. Clearly Joe Biden does not consider me an American. Clearly the Republican congressman from the area that I live in that demanded that I be terminated from my job does not consider me an American with the rights of the Americans. Or the other 74-some Congress people that signed this letter. And I think this is a necessary enterprise. I think this is something that has to happen. Now, that's going to threaten people. You've got a cabal of people that rule this country, this state, the state apparatus. And you've seen them. They clothe themselves in patriotism, and they wrap themselves in a flag and said, I'm here, I'm an American, I'm here to defend democracy, our democracy. So who am I? Who are we? That's the problem. That's the problem, and that's what we have to reimagine. They don't want us to reimagine anything. They want us to imagine ourselves as loyal serfs, slaves, and servants, and subjects of a governing apparatus that governs with many tentacles. It governs through the press. It governs through the universities. It governs through our million little bureaucracies. It governs through Congress people that are utterly corrupt. They're compromised, they're bribed, and they're blackmailed, as are our senators, as are our members of the grand bureaucracy, civilian and military alike. My role in life is not to submit. My role is not to be a servant. My role is not to be a serf or a subject of a governing apparatus that considers me a non-citizen. That's not my role in life. That's not who I am. That's not what I want. That's not what my God demands of me. And that's the interesting part. Who are we loyal to? Clearly, the people that govern the United States of America have no loyalty whatsoever to the Constitution of the United States. And once you go there, what is the justification for them governing? What is their mandate? The Chinese would call it the mandate of heaven. If they rule without any participation, without the consent of the governed, which we are, we're being ruled without the consent of the governed. Nobody wants this war in the Ukraine. Nobody wants this. Nobody voted for this. It's universally unpopular, both the Republican and Democratic side of the aisle. RFK is certainly an example of that. So who am I? And I guess I'm going to have to answer my own questions. And for that, I have to get theological. I have to go back to the Holy Scriptures. Again, that's my map and that's my compass. And I said, well, what is a man? What is his purpose in life? What is his role in life? What are the natural God-created relationship between men? What's a woman? I think at a point we have to start answering that. We have to be explicit about that. But the government of the United States is no longer legitimate. It does not abide by the United States Constitution, nor do the various and sundry tentacles of that apparatus. FBI doesn't. CIA doesn't. The various federal prosecutors do not. They don't care. This jihad against a former president simply is a step to make permanent their governing apparatus. That's all it is. There's no peaceful transfer of power anymore in the United States of America. There's not a peaceful transfer of power. You had during the Trump administrations, you had purposeful riots and burnings of cities. That's not peaceful. Designed to cripple and hamstring his administration. The election was stolen. They got into power and immediately started throwing people in prison. First thing they do, they start throwing people in prison. The J6ers. Now they're trying to throw Trump in prison. Last I heard, it was for over 500 years. What's the message? The message is shut up, sit down, submit, and obey. And the question is, well, why? Well, because that's the law. Based on what? So once we've determined that the current governing apparatus is illegitimate. Where do we go from here? And I think those are the questions we're going to have to start answering here at bloodandfaith.com. I think you know the answers to that. I think you can intuit that from where I'm coming from. But I need to lay it out explicitly. I need to go lay out where we came from, Adam and Eve. I need to go lay out Noah and Shem, Ham, and Japheth. I need to lay out tribal and blood loyalties. I need to lay out the example of the ancient nation of Israel. Nothing to do with the current identity or entity in the Middle East. And the ancient nation of Israel, it was a bloodline. They had a common bloodline. They had a common ancestor. They had a common language. They had a common history. They had common values. They chose a common God. They chose to serve Jesus Christ. We've talked about that theologically. I said, okay, now you're prepared. Now you're prepared to be a nation and to be independent among the nations of the earth. I think that's where we're going to begin. And we'll do more on this later. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com.